Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's The Ghost. Today I'm just going to tell you a tale. Just want you to sit back and listen and enjoy, basically. This is a story of someone that was haunted by a ghost. And not only was it a ghost, it was this woman's doppelganger. Her name was Emily Sagi. Have any of you heard of her? Well, 4 years, this woman was haunted by a ghost that looked exactly like her. And Emily was a school teacher with a great reputation. She was dedicated to her students and adored by her students. But when the 32-year-old began her 19th teaching role at an elite boarding school, it soon became clear that there was a very good reason why Emily could not retain her teaching role. There were a number of other teachers and students who started to complain about seeing Emily's twin in the classroom. This twin was often seen in imitating Emily. It was also helping students with their clothes and things like that. But perhaps the most bizarre, Emily had no idea that this doppelganger even existed. So what happened? Before we get started today, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me The Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me The Ghost, and that is where I, The Ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, and you like them in story format, that's what we do here, and you're in the right place. All right, let's find out what happened to Emily. The term doppelganger is nowadays used by people in their everyday language to refer to two people who look similar. But that's actually a misuse of the word in some sense. The correct definition, a doppelganger, refers to an apparition or double walker of a living person. It's not just someone who looks like someone else, but it's an actual reflection of that person, a spectral duplicate. Over time, we forget different things like this, especially in the United States, where we like to use words to describe other things, and then the words take on a general meaning instead of their original meaning, and that's kind of what happened here. One of the eeriest cases of the existence of a doppelganger is this Emily Sagi. Her story was first told by someone in a book, and the book was called Footfalls on the Boundary of Another World. The author, Robert Dale Owen, himself heard this story from another person, the daughter of a baron, who attended the elite boarding school in the year of 1845. Okay, this is the school which Emily Sagi was employed in that year. Emily was only 32 years old at that point. She was attractive, smart, and in general, she was well-liked by the students and staff of the school. However, curiously, she had already been employed in 18 different schools in the past 16 years. So all sounds good till you get to the details. What was going on there? Slowly, it started becoming clear, though, why Emily could not keep her position in any of her jobs for very long. She had a doppelganger, a ghostly twin, that would make itself visible to others in these random moments. The first time it was spotted was when she had been teaching a class of 17 girls. She normally was writing on her board with her back facing the girl, when out of nowhere, a projection-like entity that looked just like her appeared. It stood right beside her, mocking her by imitating all of her movements. While everyone else in the class could see this doppelganger, Emily herself could not. In fact, she never came across her twin. which was just as well for her. It is considered to be an extremely bad omen, if you didn't know, to see one's own doppelganger. Since the first sighting, Emily's apparent twin was spotted quite frequently by others at the school. She was seen sitting behind the real Emily, eating silently, imitating her while she did her everyday work, sitting in class while Emily taught. One time, as Emily was helping one of her students dress for an event, the doppelganger appeared. The student, she looked down and suddenly found the two Emilies fixing her dress, and she fainted. The most talked about sighting of Emily was when she was seen gardening by a class full of 42 girls who were learning sewing. When the supervisor of the class walked out for a bit, Emily walked in and sat down in her place. Well, the students didn't think anything of it until one of them pointed out that Emily was still in the garden, though, doing her work. They must have been terrified by the other Emily in the room, but some of them were brave enough to go and touch this doppelganger. What they found was that their hands actually just went through her, only sensing what seemed to be a bulk of maybe a cobweb. When asked about this, Emily herself was at a loss. She had never seen this twin of hers that was apparently ruining her life, and she had no control over it. Because of this ethereal entity, she had been asked to leave all of her previous jobs. Even this job of hers seemed to be in jeopardy because of the seeing of two Emilies. It was naturally freaking people out. Many of the parents had started taking their children out of the school, and reluctantly, the principal had to let Emily go despite her diligent nature and her great capabilities as a teacher. There are a few explanations for Emily's doppelganger because of the bizarre nature of it all. Actual cases of doppelgangers are quite rare in history, and Emily's story is probably the scariest of them all. It was heard that while Emily's doppelganger made itself visible, the actual Emily appeared very worn out and lethargic. It was as if this duplicate her was part of her spirit and maybe took off and broke itself free. But while it was out there and free, it still needed all of her own energy. How would that feel, being drained like that and actually not knowing why? You'd probably think you were sick and just kind of cloudy-headed. But there was definitely more going on here. When it disappeared, then Emily would go back to being her normal self, probably felt invigorated and relieved, but still didn't know why. After the incident at the garden, Emily was heard saying that she had this sudden urge to go inside the classroom to supervise the kids herself, but she hadn't actually done it. This indicates that the doppelganger, perhaps, was a reflection of the kind of teacher Emily wanted to be, doing multiple tasks at once. Some people have a theory that this doppelganger comes out to do the tasks that Emily herself was doing, maybe in an alternate universe. So now we're reaching so beyond our own actual reality, the one that we're living in. Could it be possible that doppelgangers are actually cutting across these lines and now we're able to see into something else that we're not supposed to see? Are we willing to accept that theory? I know there are a lot of parallel universe and alternate dimensions. There's fans out there. And this is a very big deal. We are actually reaching more and more into the general acceptance of this possibility. Is that what was happening to Emily? Whatever it is, this story with Emily is still talked about today, and I want us to note that's about 2 centuries after any of this even happened. This case is both fascinating and also pretty frightening when you think about it. It makes one wonder if they too have a doppelganger that they're not aware of. And it also brings back to us the idea of these definitions, right? Doppelganger is something that we refer to casually because there's someone out there that looks like us. Oh, I saw your doppelganger across the country the other day. And you're kind of freaked out, but you're also having fun with it. You're a little bit curious that you want to see this person. But to actually believe that a doppelganger is an image coming to us across dimensions that isn't supposed to be there makes it kind of a glitch, doesn't it? It could make us wander into the idea that we're living into a matrix again. Is that something we'll ever be able to escape going forward? I tend to think not. What do you guys think? Thank you for listening today. I want to hear your thoughts. And until next time, guys, I will talk to you all soon.